Welcome, everybody. Shir number 774, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. So an interesting question came up. Somebody asked me, and like I always say, if anybody has questions, shilas or whatever, especially in Shabbos and Brachos, to please ask them and not to hold back, because many times these questions and answers are items which we let, you know, we make a shir out of them, and everybody should learn from them. It's very important, and these are things that come up all the time. Sometimes we put them, we started a new thing. Maybe most of us, most of you might have seen, we put up on our status, actually on our status, we put up a question and answer. B'li Neidah Bezras Hashem, we try and do it every day. Question and answer in Hilchos Brachos. If anybody would like to join, just please feel free to WhatsApp me at 917-957-5666, and we will put you on. You put our number in your contacts, and we put you in our contacts, and you'll be able to see it every day. Okay, so getting back to our subject. So now the question is, what was the question that was raised? Interesting. Somebody makes a, let's say, like a pizza party or something, a birthday party or something like that, and the people are getting hungry, and now they want to wash. So they want to wash, but the question is, the pizza's not here yet. The pizza's coming. Somebody went to buy it. It'll be here in 20 minutes or whatever. I'm just giving you a rough estimate. 15, 20 minutes. It's coming. Everybody knows it's coming. Everybody has in mind the pizza. And everybody goes to wash, and that's it. And they make a mitzi, and they'll eat a kazayas and everything the way it's supposed to be, but preferably even a kebaya, an eggsworth, is the best thing to do, but at least a kazayas. In other words, you know, it's a good thing to eat a kazayas before. We spoke about this in the past. It's a good thing to eat a kazayas before one talks out, which is one thing, and even before they start eating any food at all, to know that you have the kazayas, you already ate the kazayas, you're good to go. At least for benching, it's 100%. And there are other reasons also, shinei maka, and we're not going to get into all the different various. There are various different reasons. It was brought to my attention also that one should be careful as much as possible to eat a kazayas of bread right away in the beginning of the meal. I guess it's something you have to do. No, but l'chatchila, that's what should be done. Now, so the question is: we wash, fine. Everybody washed. They were hungry, but the pizza's not here yet, right? And this is the part of the meal. So the question is: could I do it when the pizza comes? Do I have to make another bracha, or do we say that even though the pizza is not here, maybe it's something? This is my meal. It's the pizza, right? I went to wash and it's not here. Now it's coming from another store or whatever. That, you know, if you're 20 minutes away. How do we work this? So I just want to read from the Sefer Shein Halachas how he brings down the whole thing. It's in Siman Kuf Ayin Zayin. Siman Kuf, not our. We've been working on Kuf. This is in Kuf Ayin Zayin, all the way at the end. Sif Hey, a little bit of Reish Vav, and so on. So he says like this: Kol Advar Mabom Toicha Suda. All everything, and that Kuf Ayin Zayin, Siman Kuf Ayin Zayin, is talking about items which come in the middle of the meal, like fruits, desserts, and these type of things. Now, obviously, if pizza's coming in the middle of the meal, that's our meal, right? So that's not a dessert. So that's what he says. We're reading again from the Sefer Shein Halachos in his opening paragraph on Siman Kuf Ayin Zayin. Sefer Shein Halachos, Kol Advarim Habom Teicha Suda, Shederich Ligboya Suda Aleim Lelapis Behemas Apas. The various different type of things that come in the meal that are like part of the bread, if you want to call it, part of the main part of the meal. Afilu Lehoyedai Os. And now he says, Afilu Lehoyedai Teleim Beshas Bracha. Even though your mind was not on them during the Bracha when you made the Hamaitzi, Afilu, and then here we go, now he explains what we're asking. Vafilu heviu loy mibayis acherim. Even if they bring it from somebody else's house, from a store, whatever. Vafilu heviu. So vafilu loy hayadai te'alei mishas bracha. Even if the people didn't have it in mind when they made the bracha of the hamaitzi. Vafilu heviu loy mibayis acherim. Even if they bring it from some other place. Right? They first went to the store. Pizza's not here now. So he says it's no problem. He says, why? He said, the stam das adam al kol mashi yaviulai. In general, when a person makes a moitzi, they sit down to a suda, their mind is whatever is going to be part of the meal, right? Especially if they have in mind this pizza, right, that's coming. I'm just giving an example. Pizza could be other things also. But let's say this pizza that's coming, they have this in mind. We'll see in a minute other things also, but they know it's coming, but it's not here yet, so it's no problem, because it's mamish, it's part of the meal, even though it's not here, and it's sort of like all-inclusive in the original hamaitzi. So he says even further, he says, Kagoin, what is lapes hasapas? What are items lapes hasapas? What does that mean? Kagoin, basar, like meat, V'dogim, fish, right? You have beitzim, yirakos, you have different type of vegetables, you have eggs, sometimes gevinim, and cheese, and so on, aminei, meluchim, these various different type of things. Okay, so these are things, these are like sort of like mainstays of a meal. So kal v'chaim are definitely items that are like pizza, that are like mamish kipshut, almost bread itself. Again, pizza is a whole subject by itself, which we've spoken about in the past, when you wash, when you don't, if you wash at all, how that works. But that's mamish, it's the bread family, as they call it. So now he goes on, he further to say, v'chein devorim habom l'mozen, and think other things also that are coming to give mazon, to give sustenance, and to make a person full, you know, not chocolates and candies, as we know. With that, you have to make a separate bracha, or fruits or something like that. But the regular things that are part of the meal, meats, like we said, meats, fish, these things. The hemisar pas, going dice, even let's say like types of cereals and these type of things. V'chol minei tavshilin harigilim lovei toich sudas pas, and anything that's a regular standard thing that comes during the course of a meal. But the point is, what we're trying to get at over here is v'afilu leviu loy mibayis achirim, even if they brought it from some other house. And the person in general, they're watching. This is what they have in mind. That's what he says. That the stam das or adam al kol mashi v'yulai. The stam das, when they sit down to wash, is whatever I'm going to eat. Whatever I'm going to eat. When it's, again, when it's a mazon, when it's for sustenance, whether when it's to make a person full. But like we said in the past, we've spoken about this many times. We had a whole sugya on that. As far as fruits, you have to make another bracha. Candies, chocolates, right? These type of things, desserts. Well, there are various different types of desserts, but in general, fruits for sure, chocolates for sure, candies, all these things, nuts or whatever, you would have to make separate brachas as a dessert, or even if it comes in the middle of the meal. I decide to have a chocolate in the middle of the meal, I have to make a shahakal. That's not part of my meal. I decide to have a fruit, not when the fruit is part of my meal, but whatever, middle of eating, I'm waiting around for my main course to come, I want to go have a plum. I'll go to the Viennese table right by the Simcha, take a plum. I have to make a Baruch Priya Eitz on that. You have to make a Baruch Priya Eitz. That plum has nothing to do with your meal, right? You have to make a Baruch Priya Eitz. So not after bracha, the bracha samazin, the benching covers. Okay, so that's what he says. Lamai says, Ein soka goyim daisa v'chol mina tavshilim harigilim lovei tarich sudas pas. Ein tunim bracha lefneihem. You don't have to make a bracha in front of them. Again, in these cases, when it's a cereal type thing, or meats, or fish, or eggs, or whatever. And kal v'chomer, on our question, which we're talking about, like, for example, somebody sits down by pizza, right? They know the pizza's coming, a birthday party, whatever the case is ein tunim bracha lefneihem. You don't have to make a bracha before them, because of the fact that the original amoitzi had it all in mind. I feel the brachas hamoitzi by taitem, that your bracha of hamoitzi patterned, it was all inclusive in the pizza. The loilach and all these other things which we just mentioned, not the fruits and chocolates, but the fish and the meat and the eggs and the vegetables and the cheese and all that. The loilach erim, the brachas hamazon, and you don't have to make a bracha afterwards either. Why the brachas hamazon by taitem? Because the benching will patter that as far as the after bracha. So the first bracha you don't have to make, because of the fact that your das was already part of when you wash, and the after bracha also because of the fact that the benching patters it. Okay, we'll stop here. Thank you for listening. Aslach and bracha kol tov.